This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
We're outside just hours after it officially became spring. And for this spring-themed part of our program, we've enlisted a friend, an avid outdoors person, for some advice.
You may know Robert Ginsburg as the host of Shades of Jazz on KUAF Friday and Saturday nights at 10, or as the president of the North Arkansas Jazz Society, but he's an experienced hiker, and for years he owned the outdoor-inspired business Uncle Sam's.
We've turned to Robert to get some tips on getting out this spring, specifically taking a hike.
And, well, Robert, welcome to our outside studio.
Thank you. I like it, Kyle. We're right here by this, by the trail, the Fayetteville Trail, and there's a lot of great urban opportunities to get outdoors. And I'm glad you guys are doing this spot, because this is probably the best, or certainly one of the two best times of year to really experience the outdoors. Spring is just so wonderful in Northwest Arkansas.
Well, we have some questions.
We do. Kind of what inspired this is, I was thinking last year when you took us to hike the water to the waterfalls, there were tips that you were giving me that I had never considered because I'd never really been hiking. So for our listeners who maybe are considering going out and hiking for maybe the first time, or maybe the first time in a long time, novices, what are some tips you can give them for getting prepared?
Well, as the season wears on, these things become more pertinent. Right now, one of the reasons it's so great to get out right now is the poison ivy's not really up that bad, and the ticks aren't out, and the rattlesnakes aren't out. So it's ideal in many ways, but very soon, in fact, even on a warm day in early spring, you'll have ticks that will be out and about. So that's a real obvious precaution you need to take in terms of hiking in this part of the world. And the simple way to deal with that, if you're going to be in grassy areas or in brushy areas or anywhere where ticks might be, is just to wear long sleeves and long pants. And it's a lot more comfortable to do that now, obviously, than in the middle of summer. And if you do that, and if it really gets into tick season, you can actually duct tape your pant leg down at the bottom so that they can't get through that. So that's a simple precaution to take. Poison ivy is not as big a factor now, although you can get poison ivy all winter if you handle the vine. So being aware of what the plant itself looks like, and particularly what the vine looks like, it's different from the Virginia creeper. It's got a hairier kind of a texture. So those are two things that I would definitely pay attention to. But those are issues that become more and more important as the weather warms up.
Say it is July or August and it's hotter, and people think the idea of long sleeves and long pants is repulsive in the high heat. Then what do you do to protect yourself?
Then you turn to bug repellent, and it's definitely effective. There's a lot of people that have skin sensitivity and they don't want to use bug repellent. And if you follow the old timers, you'll see that rarely do you see them walking around in shorts and t-shirts. And it's for good reason, because really the best protection is just to cover up. But they've come out with so many new kinds of repellents now that are not DEET, which is the chemical that seems to be most effective, but that also people seem to be the most sensitive to. There's more natural bug repellents that work fairly well, just not quite as long. So there's options there.
So if I'm headed out on a hike, what do I need to take with me?
Always water. Water is essential, even this time of year when it's cool and we don't tend to sweat as much. You can get into some rigorous activities and you need to keep yourself hydrated. And then just kind of the basics, you know, you want to bring something to eat. It can be simple as a granola bar, or, you know, you can, depending on your appetite and how long you're going to be out, you can bring enough food for a day or an evening. I always like to bring a windbreaker, or that will double as a rain jacket, because sometimes the weather can be unpredictable. And then the other things that just can enhance the experience would be a small pair of binoculars, a camera, of course. And now just about everybody that has a phone has a camera, so that's become easier and easier. But those are some of the things I like. I usually wear a hat as well, just to kind of get a little sun protection. And that's the other element that kind of dovetails in with covering up for bugs and so forth. These days, more and more people are concerned about overexposing themselves to the sun. So you can now get bug repellents that also have sunscreen in them as well.
Okay, so let's say someone is planning on one of three different kind of hikes. And, of course, we've got the Razorback Greenway, and it's almost connected. So there's all sorts of trails. But let's say someone wants to hike something that's a little bit more or a little less urban than the trail system we have. What's an easy, moderate, and maybe more experienced trail that you might suggest that people might not know about?
Lake Wilson, which is off of Morningside Drive outside of Fayetteville, has a beautiful trail that goes around it. And it covers a lot of different terrain. It starts right there at the lake, and it kind of follows the lake along through the woods, but then it goes up a drainage, and it changes the geology. It goes from giant sandstone blocks into a limestone area where there's a lot of fossils and just interesting little places to crawl and climb around. It's really close. I mean, you're still essentially in town, but you're definitely more in the wilderness. And always a great guide for trails, whether they be urban trails or out in the boonies, is the Tim Ernst guidebooks, which there's one book that's geared more towards just day hikes. There's wonderful hiking now, as there is in Fayetteville, also in the Bentonville area and Rogers as well. And then all around Lake Beaver Lake, there's great trails. And a perfect day, I would say, for someone who is not that familiar with the area, doesn't want to get lost, but wants to see a lot, and this is a trip that I still do often, is from the Fayetteville, Rogers, Bentonville area, you can get to War Eagle Mill in no time at all, which is a really charming little place. It's been there forever and ever, and you can get lunch there, go up on the third floor. You can come out to the bridge and check out the old bridge and even hike down the river a ways. But then if you get back in your car and head just a mile or two up the road into the Hobbs State Park area, they have an amazing visitor center now, which has a lot of natural history about Northwest Arkansas. A lot of hands-on displays for kids, which are great. And don't forget to look up into the ceiling. It's covered with these wonderful sculptures of birds. And that can give you some inspiration to step back outside within a stone's throw, practically, of the visitor center at Hobbs. There's a couple of great trails. One of them is called Shattuck's Hollow, which is a loop, which I always like doing loops, but it's still only, I think it's less than 2 miles, but it takes you from the road down to the river, I mean down to the lake, excuse me, and then back around. Very short and wonderful hike. Kids can do it. And then just further down the road, there's another great trail, if you're more ambitious, it's called Pigeon Roost. The thing I like about Pigeon Roost is, again, it takes you through a myriad of different terrains, takes you down to the lakes, to some beautiful secluded places, and it's an 8-mile loop. But if you get about halfway in, or maybe just a short ways in, and you decide you don't want to do the 8 miles, there's a cutoff that turns it from an 8-mile hike into a 4-mile hike. So those are all, I think, some of my favorite trails, because you can get to them in a hurry. You don't have to be really experienced in the area to find them.
So if people want more information, is there a group or a website that they can contact?
There's a couple of groups that would be great for people that are really wanting to get into hiking more seriously. The Ozark Society and Ozark Highland Trails group, you can look them both up. They do organized hikes, and they grade them from, you know, in terms of how hard or easy they are. So that's a great way to kind of springboard into the whole hiking in the Ozarks.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.